This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Lost, I am sure, in the holidays and the virus news and all the other things that have been competing for our eyeballs and our ears of late, has been the one-year marker of the United Kingdom officially, once and for all, this time we really mean it, leaving the European Union. The negotiations took 5.5 years, and it's going to take at least that long, probably, to figure out what Brexit means for the various economies involved. The Brits, of course, and the Europeans. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been working the problem for us since the vote to leave back in 2016, and he has been making the rounds of some of the small businesses he has visited over the years.
The boss of this small rivet-making company, Clevedon Fasteners, was a passionate supporter of Brexit. Steve Hardiman says EU membership cramped the British economy by controlling its trade relations with the rest of the world. With one bound, Britain could be free.
I felt that Brexit would unleash the manufacturing potential of the UK, which is absolutely vast.
But 12 months on, Hardiman is a bit disillusioned. He doubts the current British government can make Brexit work for his company.
The British government machine hasn't got a clue when it comes to manufacturing and to industry.
The government, he says, failed to offer any guidance to companies like his on the new trading relationship with the EU. And he believes it bungled the Brexit negotiations, for example, leaving the EU with too much power over the British province of Northern Ireland.
And it doesn't fill me with confidence that they are going to make as good a job of Brexit as could have been made.
His company is actually thriving now. He admits that Brexit hasn't, in fact, had much of an impact one way or the other. The pandemic, however, has been a major headwind. The opposite is true of another small company we've been following, British Boxers.
We produce high-end, high-quality nightwear and underwear made in the UK, some of it, and some of it in across Europe.
Darren Price, co-owner of the company, says the pandemic lockdowns across Europe pushed his sales up by 50%. People wanted to pamper themselves while at home. But Brexit has meant that shipping in and out of the EU now involves a lot more paperwork and extra cost.
Which makes our margin, smaller and our business less profitable.
He may now have to put up his prices. Always opposed to Brexit, Darren Price is now more convinced than ever that leaving the EU was a big mistake.
Yeah, far from having a positive impact on trade, as it was much mooted at the time, it's making it far more difficult for us to export.
Like Darren Price, the boss of this company in London, Lars Andersen, was also opposed to Brexit. He exports to families across the EU around 40% of his products, personalised name tags for children's clothing.
Hundreds of thousands of individual labels being sent out every day from this office.
To avoid the bureaucratic hassle of exporting to individual customers in the EU, he set up a subsidiary within the bloc in Ireland. Not trouble-free, though.
Adds complexity, adds cost, adds a little bit of time.
His life was so much easier, he says, when the UK was part of one huge single European market.
In my personal opinion, we should go back and gently ask if we could come back in. I realise that's probably not going to happen anytime soon, but one can always hope.
A sentiment that the Brexit-supporting boss of our next company doesn't echo. Jules Morgan makes pumps and other marine equipment, high-value products, and so he says the extra paperwork per shipment to the EU doesn't affect his bottom line.
No regrets at all, then, about voting for Brexit?
No, none at all. I'm absolutely delighted.
Morgan says that for him, Brexit wasn't only about trade. It was also about taking back control from Brussels. It was about restoring democracy.
I'm actually very proud of what we did. We have the freedom and the agility to be able to make our own decisions. I'm very optimistic.
It may not be until the pandemic is over that we'll know for sure whether that optimism is economically justified. Now the only safe assessment about Brexit is this. It hasn't been a triumph or a disaster. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.